Welcome to Family Matters on CFRU 93.3 FM, Guelph's Community Radio. I'm your host, Wendy McDonald. Family Matters explores the joys and challenges of family life. On this show, we talk about traditional and non-traditional families, supportive parenting paradigms, relationships and communication, and cultural influences on the family with the help of parents, children, and expert guests. If you have any questions about this show, email me at family@compassionatesolutions.ca. Visit our blog at www.cfrufamily.wordpress.com or the CFRU website at www.cfru.ca. Our theme today is stay-at-home homeschooling dads. More men would take parental leave if workplaces in our culture supported that lifestyle. It's a decision that involves the whole family. Stay-at-home homeschooling dads are active, outgoing, and attentive fathers. And I've got homeschooling dads Nigel Baker and Luke Hill to join me live in the studio today to talk about why they choose to stay home with their kids and how they've adapted to the unique challenges faced by men who choose to homeschool their kids. Nigel Baker has three kids, age 7, 10, and 12 years, and Luke has two kids, age 2 and 4 years. So welcome to the studio, Nigel and Luke. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about why you chose to become homeschooling dads and why you stay home with your kids. Who would like to start?
I guess I've been at this the longest, so I'll go first.
Okay.
For us, it was a decision that our children were in the actually in a private school in Guelph, and doing fine academically, but I'd always had the idea that homeschooling was a good option, and right from the moment my child was born, it dawned on me that this was the most significant thing I'll ever do. Beyond, unless I was a Mark Twain author or something that could influence generations, this was the only part of what I would contribute to this world that would last more than my 80 years on this planet. And I've seen, as you look at families, you look back over generations and you see how the influence of family. And I worked in a family business as well, and you see that in family businesses where the input of the family, there's characteristics that pass on from generation to generation. And I thought, yeah, this is something that's worth giving my all for the season, the 20 years that I've got those kids within my immediate influence. So I thought that's a relatively small part of my life, so I'll give it all I've got.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And Luke, what was your reasoning behind staying at home?
Well, I always told my wife, even before we married, I said to her, Jaya, someday I'm going to make you a really good wife. And because my interests have always been in those things. I've always, I love to cook, love to garden, I love to do all that kind of thing. And I love kids, and I always wanted to do that. And so that was always an important part of what we wanted to do as a couple, too, was to have not just kind of a house with a family in it, but to have a family and a home, to make that a real priority for us. And at this point, our kids are 2 and 4, so they're not really in the school system. My oldest is in Montessori a couple days a week, a couple mornings a week. And we haven't ruled out the possibility that they might be in one kind of school or another in the future. But for us, it was always important to have learning be a part of what we do on a day-to-day basis. And I don't want my kids to grow up with the idea that you only learn in a particular way in a particular place. I want them to learn that that learning is a part of what you do all the time, and it's a part of the rest of your life. And I want them to know that there are things to learn from everybody, that learning isn't it isn't just from your teacher, it's from your parents and your uncles and your aunts and your family and your community and your and your whatnot. So when people ask me what I want to do, I often tell them I'm not really doing homeschooling. I want to do community schooling. I don't have a word for it, but I want to do like neighborhood schooling. I want you to be able to go and learn biology from your one grandma who's a physiotherapist, and to be able to learn math from your mom who's a banker. And I want you to be able to learn from people, and to learn that's how people learn.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you've got a number of networks, people that know that know different skills.
Right. Everybody has those networks. Like, really. If you think in your immediate family, your immediate friends, the sort of range of skills that, that you have. And even as adults, we don't make use of those because we've been told that you can only learn from the expert. And that means you have to pay them. And that means there has to be this sort of formality that goes on.
Sure.
Whereas if you explore those kinds of relational networks that you have, you find that there's all sorts of resources available to you just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And then when kids know that, then when they're confronted by a situation they don't understand or whatever, they don't just seize up. They don't panic. They look for somebody who can help them. They look for, you know, the resources that they have.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. Did you want to add to that, Nigel?
Well, just one thing that crossed my mind in the very first stages of homeschooling, and again looking at some of the things that you learned that you learn as an adult around in business of how to deal with difficult people and work with situations and working, you know, taking on different challenges, organizational skills. And it dawned on me that I'm really not teaching my kids specific, I don't want to teach them facts. I want to teach them skills, like sort of like Luke was saying. And actually, more importantly, I want to teach them character traits. So I want to teach my kids to be resourceful and curious and teach them to be compassionate and some of those other things that that really make them whole people. And those skills, in doing that, they learn. They're going to learn what they need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a character. For me, it became teaching my kids character traits that will make them successful in life.
That's awesome. So by sort of getting them out of that place where you're in sort of, I mean, not that school is just one room, but you're sort of in that one environment. You're saying that homeschooling offers you a wide variety of environments, people, learning situations, and like you said, it puts them into situations where they may have a bit more challenge, but you're there to help support them.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to. I want to teach my kids how to assess risk, how to talk to strangers, because there are times when it's a good idea to talk to strangers if you're lost. You need to find help, right? How to be confident in themselves.
I always tell people when they're confronted by the question of homeschool and they say, aren't you worried that your kids are just going to see you? You know, that it's only going to be you. They're not. And I say, if that's the way you're homeschooling, you're not doing it right. If homeschooling becomes just a different room with a different teacher sitting down with you, you're not doing it right, because what homeschooling allows you to do is not sort of shelter your kid from more, but to expose your kid to more in ways that allow them to participate and to be involved in their community in practical ways. Mm-hmm. And so, like, for example, I'm not much of a canoeist. You know, I can paddle around. but Nigel is. You know, he takes it seriously. He camps. And so if my kids want to do that, if they're into that, they're not going to learn that from me. But they can learn it from Nigel. And Nigel's kids come over and they learn writing from me, because Nigel can write and read and whatever else, but it really isn't his passion. Just like, you know. And so they don't just become exposed to other subjects. They become exposed to other people, and their networks expand. And they're able to do those assessments. Like, here's another person in my life. How safe are they? How do I react with them? Here's an adult. I can have a conversation with them. Here's what I add to it. Here's what I learn from them. And so it doesn't become a question of lack of socialization. It becomes a question of increased socialization in certain ways. And I think that's what you want for homeschool kids. Because as a teacher, I end up with the other side of that too, with kids who have been sort of sheltered. And homeschooling has become an excuse basically to kind of hide them from the world.
Oh, okay.
And that can be homeschooling isn't perfect, right? And you need to account for the difficulties that are going to come from that. And one of those, I think, is to be proactive and intentional about introducing your kids to other people and making sure that they have those relations that stimulate them socially and stimulate them to grow in that way too.
Wow, that's awesome.